and welcome to another episode of Feathercast. My name is Rich Bowen, and today I'm speaking with Pablo Estrada, who is involved in producing the BEAM Summit, which is going to be next month in Austin, Texas, at the AT&T Conference Center. And that'll be July 18 through 20th. So I wanted to get all that important information up front here. But thanks for joining me today, Pablo.
Thanks for having me, Rich. Yeah, it's really nice to be on Feathercast.
Now, Apache Beam is not really a new project, but for the sake of the few of our listeners who are not familiar with it, can you give us a brief overview of what the project is?
Yeah, so Apache Beam is a library or a set of libraries to write data processing pipelines. The project started in 2016, and it was designed to try to build a model, a generalized model, to write data processing pipelines for batch workloads, meaning, your nightly job that does the processing of your daily clickstream data, or a streaming job as well, where you might be analyzing data that is coming in continuously. And so you'll write these pipelines where you define a series of operations that you can apply to your data, and then you can write it out to your data storage of choice, so that's generally what Beam allows you to do.
My understanding is that it's typically used in conjunction with one or more other projects that are actually providing this data, and some of those are Apache projects, but some of them are not. What projects do you typically see used in conjunction with Beam?
Given that Beam is a library and provides this model, Beam pipelines are able to be executed on top of what we call a runner, and so in this case, runners are usually data processing engines. So, for example, Spark, Flink, which are Apache projects, they're runners for Beam. So you can write your Beam pipeline and you can execute it on your Spark cluster, on your Flink cluster. I work for Google. We also have a cloud-based runner called Cloud Dataflow, and there's several projects that have written runners for Beam. These three that I mentioned are the biggest ones, but there's others like Hazelcast Jet, and there's Apache Nemo and Apache Zamza, etc. There's several communities that have integrated with Beam.
All right, so getting back to the main purpose that we're here to talk about, Beam Summit, tell me a little bit about who should attend this conference and what they should expect to find there.
We're very excited because it's the first year that we're able to do it in person again, after 2 years at having online-only events. Who should attend? I think if you're interested in data processing, it's definitely worth considering. And if you're a user of Beam, I would say it would be great to have you there. And there will be several speakers showing their use cases and people working on Beam showing new features. I'm very excited. I think it's going to be really fun and really interesting.
So it looks like you've got 3 days of content, and each day you're running three tracks. So it's a lot of sessions. But if you were to pick out a few highlights that you're excited to see, what would those be?
So our keynotes are, we're going to have people from the Beam community speaking about new features. We're going to have some of the largest users of Beam that I know. So there's going to be people from Spotify, people from Twitter, people from Palo Alto Networks talking about their use cases. They all have very interesting, very particular needs, and so they'll talk about how they scale some of their Beam jobs to super high scale. And some of them are managing huge fleets of jobs themselves, so that's also interesting. Particular talks that I have in mind, well, we're adding capabilities to run machine learning inference on your Beam jobs, so that'll be interesting. We have talks from several users. Things that come to mind, we have people from Intuit, people from Wayfair, people from many different companies with lots of very interesting use cases. So I'm very excited about all of that. Oh, one more thing. We also have our Go SDK. So Beam has a Java, a Python, and a Go SDK, along with also SQL support. Anyway, our Go SDK has, progressed significantly. So we also have a lot of updates related to that.
Looking forward to hearing reports from the event. If somebody wants to find out more about the event and also about Beam, where should they go look?
You can go to beam.apache.org. That's where you'll find a link to the event at the very top. And you can also find all sorts of information about Beam itself.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us. And it's a real privilege to help you get the word out. And we hope you have a marvelous event.
Thanks so much, Rich. I'm grateful that you gave us the space to talk about it.